this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. Section 13, Assistive Technology. Assistive technology comes from several laws that address the needs of people with disabilities. Assistive technology includes both the devices and the services needed to use the devices effectively. The Division of Services for the Blind provides a full array of services for an individual who is visually impaired to become more independent. These services include individual assessment, technology training, and, if eligible, assistance with purchase of equipment. A technology assessment looks at what you want to do and what solutions are available to assist you. Your existing skills, your ability to master new skills, and where you will use the equipment are among the factors to consider. DSB offers, or that is, the Division of Services for the Blind, offers instruction to provide you with the skills needed to productively use software, hardware, or special devices to achieve independent living or vocational goals. We may be able to assist you with the purchase of equipment that is required for you to meet your independent living goals. Top iPhone apps. 1. LookTel Money Reader, $1.99. 2. SayText, scans text within any image and reads it aloud. That's free. 3. Color Identifier, $1.99. 4. Talking Tag enables blind people to label items with special coded stickers, $9.99. 5. RFB and D app for $199.99. Access to more than 65,000 audiobooks. Includes textbooks. 6. Visible Braille for $3.99, a tutorial for Braille instruction. And 7. Navigon Mobile Navigator North America. And that's Navigon. Amazon Echo devices. Things you can do with an Echo. Ask for time, date, weather, or current events. Ask for music, stories, or jokes. Good with facts. Able to make shopping and to-do lists. Able to make phone calls. Can schedule reminders, timer, and scheduled appointments. Echo Dot. Works like a charm. Least expensive. Best for small area. $49.99. Echo. Improved sound. 6 different colors, can be heard in larger area, $99. Echo Plus, bigger Echo with built-in smart home hub, controls devices from 100 different partners, $149.99. Echo Spot, an alarm clock with a tiny screen for video and voice calls, connects with bigger speakers, $129.99. Echo Show, an Echo with a mid-size screen for video and audio calls, viewing photos and recipes, $229.99. Other options, Echo Connect, Echo Look, and Echo Buttons. Amazon Echo and Amazon Echo Dot. Amazon Echo is a hands-free speaker you control with your voice. Echo connects to the Alexa voice service to play music, provide information, news, sports scores, weather, and more. instantly. All you have to do is ask. Echo Dot is a hands-free, voice-controlled device with a small built-in speaker. It can also connect to your speakers or headphones over Bluetooth or through a 3.5-millimeter audio cable to deliver stereo sound to the speakers you choose. Dot connects to the Alexa voice service to play music, make calls, send and receive messages, provide information, news, sports scores, weather, and more instantly. Echo, bigger one, has 7 microphones and beam-forming technology, so it can hear you from across the room, even while music is playing. Echo is also an expertly tuned speaker that can fill any room with 360-degree immersive sound. When you want to use Echo, just say the wake word, Alexa, and Echo responds instantly. If you have more than one Echo or Echo Dot, Alexa responds intelligently from the Echo you're closest to with ESP, Echo Spatial Perception. Prices, they do go on sale on occasion, such as Prime Day and Cyber Monday. Echo Dot, second generation, which is black, by Amazon, $49.99. And Echo, second generation, with improved sound, powered by Dolby, and a new design, it is charcoal fabric, that one goes for $84.99. Plays all your music from Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and more using just your voice. Fills the room with immersive 360-degree omnidirectional audio. Big one. And allows hands-free convenience with voice control. Hears you from across the room with far-field voice recognition, even while music is playing. Answers your questions, reads audiobooks and the news, reports traffic and weather, gives info on local businesses, provides sports scores and schedules, and more using the Alexa voice service. Controls lights, switches, and thermostats with compatible WeMo, Philips Hue, Samsung SmartThings, Wink, Insteon, Nest, and Echo Bee smart home devices. Always getting smarter and adding new features, plus thousands of skills like Uber, Domino's, and more. How does this help with vision loss? All done by voice commands. Personal resource management. Calendar, Google Calendar. Add events by voice and ask what is on your calendar. Time and appointments. And for communications, you can make phone calls echo to echo, text message echo to echo. In the kitchen, set timer. You can set multiple timers. You can get recipes, order a pizza, conversions with baking, i.e., how many tablespoons in a cup? Search for and hear recipes from all recipes. Create grocery or shopping lists. Create shopping list, add by voice. Check off in store on app. Self-care. Weather, exercise, online shopping, to-do lists, find a restaurant, order items on Amazon Prime, controls lights, fans, TVs, switches, and thermostats. And for transportation, it can figure out traffic conditions and order an Uber or Lyft. It also can open and close garage doors, turn sprinklers on or off, open locks, etc. Smart switches, $20 to $30. Voice control to turn on and off lights. And smart thermostat is $80 to $300. Leisure. Exercise. Listen to music. News updates. Fox News, BBC, Tonight Show, etc. Ask what time a TV show is playing. Bluetooth speaker to play audiobooks or music from phone or tablet. Read you books you purchase on Amazon. Play games. Define a word. Spell a word. Ask trivia or Google a question you have. Sports score. It's demo time, where each participant in this lesson will interact with Alexa. Just like when interacting with Siri, try to know what you want to ask before waking up Alexa. It's a dialogue, and you'll have to say specific key phrases to get Alexa to do what you want. Jess, Alexa, good morning. Calendar. You must go into your settings on the Alexa app to set up your calendar. All right, participant one. Say, Alexa, add a calendar event. Alexa, okay, what day and time? Say, tomorrow at noon. What's the name of the event? Say, lunch. Alexa, that's lunch on today's date at 12 a.m. Okay, I've added that. Participant 2. You can also ask what your calendar or what's on your schedule for the day. Say, Alexa, what's on my calendar? Alexa, we'll list your next four events. All right. And participant 3, say, Alexa, what's on my schedule today? Participant 4, timer. You can have multiple timers going at once. Say, Alexa, start a 3-minute timer. Alexa, 3 minutes, starting now. Participant 5, conversions. Say, Alexa, how many cups in a gallon? Alexa, 1 gallon equals 16 cups. Participant 6, search for a recipe. Say, Alexa, find a recipe. Alexa, what would you like to do? Say, chocolate chip cookies. Make a phone call or send or read a message. Echo to echo. You have to have your Alexa connected to a cell phone, not tablet, to have this feature work. All right, to create and edit shopping list. Participant 7. Say, Alexa, add ice cream on the shopping list. Alexa, I've put ice cream to your shopping list. You can look at your Alexa app to see what's on your shopping list and to check off items while at the store. Participant 8. You can also ask what's on your shopping list by saying, say, Alexa, what's on my shopping list? Alexa, we'll read your items. Just for fun. Participant 9. Say, Alexa, tell me a joke. Participant 10. Say, Alexa, what's the definition of counselor? Participant 11. Say, Alexa, play iHeartRadio. Exercise. Participant 12. Say, Alexa, start 7-minute workout. Alexa, she will give you an intro to the skill. Say, start workout. Alexa will time your exercise. For next exercise, say, ready. To get more information on specific exercise, go to your Alexa app. And it can have jumping jacks, a 7-minute workout, and it'll say, stand with feet together, knees slightly bent, and arms to sides. Jump while raising arms and separating legs to sides. Land on forefoot with legs apart and arms overhead. Jump again while lower arms and returning legs to midline. Land on forefoot with arms and legs in original position and repeat. In the Alexa app, you can search, quote, things to try, end quote, and find suggestions for the Alexa. Below are some suggestions the app provided. Create to-do and shopping lists. Alexa, create a to-do. Alexa, add milk to my shopping list. To view and manage your lists, go to the Alexa app, home, and then over to lists. Ask Alexa, to-do list. Put walk dog on my to-do list. What's on my to-do list? And then access your calendar using your voice. Alexa, add an event to my calendar. Link calendars from Apple, Google, and Microsoft. To get started, go to Settings, Account, Calendar. Ask Alexa, how's my day look? Add a 2 p.m. meeting to my calendar. What's my next appointment? All right, now we're going to go on to Digit Eyes. And that's DIGIT-EYES. www.digiteyes.com. What is Digit Eyes? Digit Eyes is a unique iPhone app that enables people who are visually impaired or who have problems reading to identify items using their iPhone, iPod, or iPad. Digit Eyes reads manufacturer's UPC and EAN code and tells you the product name and often the full description, usage instructions, and ingredients in 10 languages. Using Digit Eyes, inexpensive off-the-shelf office supplies, and a standard inkjet or laser printer, you'll be able to record audio labels or make text labels that are read aloud by your phone. Want permanent labels for your clothing that can be washed or dry cleaned again and again? 50 pre-printed washable vinyl audio labels, $19.95. Item number LB Wash. Confusion in the closet and the fridge becomes a thing of the past. These handy labels go through the dishwasher, the clothes washer and dryer, even to the dry cleaners. Simply attach the label to your item, sew or glue. Scan it with the Digit Eyes application on your phone and the record, and then record as much information as you want about the item. When you're visiting the fridge, sorting the laundry, or trying to decide what to wear, simply scan the label again and hear what you recorded. Tired of what the label says? Simply click the re-record button in Digit Eyes and record new information. Now any food container can be a talking container. Sorting laundry and picking out your outfits is a snap. Please note that the labels have a nice, generous margin, so they are easy to sew. This can be trimmed as required to fit the garment. Pack of 50 labels. A Beginner's Guide to Assistive Technology. This is a sample of basic resource sites to assist a novice computer user with learning to use a computer. This is not a complete listing of websites available. Many of the vendors listed will change product lines, so you can contact them for their latest product information, and be aware they carry multiple product lines. If you have questions, please contact the vendor for additional information, or you can contact your local NC Division of Services for the Blind Assistive Technology representative in your local district office. The Hadley School. The Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y, School offers correspondence courses in typing, word processing, Excel, and how to use the Internet. They are located at 700 Elm, E-L-M, Street, Winnetka, Illinois, 60093-2554. Their toll-free phone number is 1-800-323-9000. 1-800-422-4238. Their toll-free phone number, 1-800-323-4238. They also have another phone listed, 1-847-446-8111. Again, 847-446-8111. Their fax is 847-446-9916. Their email, info@hadley.edu. Or for student services only, studentservices@hadley.edu. Their website, www.hadleyschool.org. The NCATP, North Carolina Assistive Technology Program. Their phone number, 919-233-7075. Again, 919-233-7075. Toll free, 1-855-206-9887. Again, toll free, 1-855-206-9887. www.ncatp.org. Assistive technology, or AT, is any piece of equipment or device that a person with a disability uses to make everyday living easier and be more independent. North Carolina Assistive Technology Program, or NCATP, is a state and federally funded program created under the Assistive Technology Act 2004, PL 108-364, to increase statewide access of assistive technology to people of all ages and abilities. The contents of this document were developed under a grant from the Department of Education. However, those contents do not necessarily represent the policy of the Department of Education, and you should not assume endorsement by the federal government. NCATP serves children, adults, and older adults with disabilities and their families. Older adults experiencing difficulty with daily activities, professionals in disability-related fields such as healthcare, social services, education, or other human services. Nonprofit provides low-cost computers to blind and visually impaired. Want to participate in the HPS Network's online community, but buying a new computer isn't in the budget? The Texas Center for the Visually Challenged, TCVC, is a nonprofit providing refurbished computers to the blind and visually impaired for $100. The $100 donation covers the cost of shipping and replacement parts. You do not have to live in Texas to request a computer. You must live in the United States. The nonprofit takes donated computers and refurbishes them with volunteer labor. The computers include the computer, a monitor, keyboard, CD-ROM, modem, speakers, and some software. Adaptive software for the blind or visually impaired is also included. To get online, you'll have to subscribe to an internet service provider. The computers also come with instruction tapes to help a novice get started. To learn more, contact Texas Center for the Visually Challenged, 11330 Quail Run, Dallas, Texas, 75238. Their telephone number, 214-340-6328. Again, their telephone number, 214-340-6328. Their fax, 972-495-5344. And their email, Bob Lang, L-A-N-G, at airmail.net. The Carroll Center for the Blind. The Carroll Center for the Blind, located in Newton, Massachusetts, provides help for the blind, including training and adaptive devices to individuals of all ages who have lost their sight, so they can live independent and fulfilling lives. Online courses. Beginner series for JAWS users. Choosing an accessible cell phone. Diabetes and visual impairment, a new view for health professionals. Diabetes and visual impairment, a new view for patients and families. Diabetes and visual impairment, a new view for vision professionals. Excel for business students, advanced. Excel for business students, beginner. Excel for business students, intermediate. Video tutorials. Voice over screen navigation on the iPhone 4S. Using Apple TV with VoiceOver. New phone capabilities of the iPhone 5. New, how to use the Reminders app on your iPhone 5. Let's walk together. Introduction to the iPhone 5. Identify anything with VizWiz on iPhone. How to use the Messages app on your iPhone 5. How to organize your iPhone 5. Gestures with VoiceOver on the iPhone 4S. Accessing Bookshare with Read to Go, and that's the number 2 in between Read and Go. Read, the number 2, Go, on Apple iOS. Not finding the course for you? Sometimes technology moves faster than we can create online courses. If you cannot find the course you're looking for in the technology you use, we encourage you to give us a call. The Carroll Center is first and foremost a training facility with the most qualified technology and rehabilitation instructors. We offer both group and individual training programs in virtually every assistive technology and software you can think of. Call us today at 800-852-3131. Again, that's 800-852-3131. And ask for extension 216. Extension 216 to speak with our Rehabilitation Admissions Director, Lori Gaines. Instruction is available for professionals, school-aged students, and families as well. Professional programs, services for the blind. One of our many services for the blind and visually impaired is offering training for professionals. Learning at the Carroll Center is not limited to the person who is blind, but extends to family members, educators, and allied professionals through seminars in assistive technology, educational support, and rehabilitation techniques. International professionals can spend several months at the center to observe our instructional techniques and implement them when they return to their countries. Many professionals have benefited from our education programs for the blind. The Carroll Center offers monthly one-day seminars in a variety of subjects: assistive technology, health issues such as diabetes, mental health, and wellness, education of children who are blind, and employment. Seminars are designed for educators, rehabilitation professionals, paraprofessionals, disability specialists, employers, university staff, and family members. We are always looking at new topics for our seminars. Feel free to contact us if you don't see an application in which you need training. Certificates of completion are provided and can be used to meet part of the continuing education requirements in some fields. Look at our campus events to see our calendar of upcoming seminars and events. Start Talking, Typer. Talking Typer is a self-voicing application. So if you are a blind or visually impaired person using access equipment like a screen reader or magnifier with speech, turn that software off before running Talking Typer. You may also be able to configure your access software to go dormant while Talking Typer is running. Consult that program's documentation or see Appendix A for details on this process. When Talking Typer starts, it shows you an introduction screen of a lesson. If this is the first time you started the program, you'll see instructions for the first lesson. If you have completed one or more lessons, you'll see instructions for the lesson on which you're working. This introduction screen has three parts: instructions, results, and a continue button. You can use the tab key to move from section to section on the intro screen. As you use tab, Talking Typer responds by announcing the text for that part of the screen. You may use the arrow keys to move through the text a letter or a word at a time. This is helpful if you don't understand part of what Talking Typer says. If the first lesson or two is too simple for you, open the lessons list by pressing Ctrl-O or State Library of North Carolina, LBPH. You are here. Home. Download books and magazines. http://statelibrary.nclcr.gov/lbph/books.html. Download books and magazines. The library offers downloadable talking books, magazines, and Braille through two services. One, BARD, which stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download. BARD is a national program through which users can borrow Braille and audio books. You must apply for this service. Format, digital talking books and Braille. Two, NOBLE, N-O-B-L-E, which stands for North Carolina BARD Local. NOBLE is a local service through which users can download Braille and audio books. Braille, or you subscribe to magazines. NLS does not recognize patrons who are solely large print readers as active. 3. Contact us to verify we have your correct information to avoid delays in approving your application. 4. Fill out the application using the same name and address you have listed with us. If you are a new NLS patron, please allow at least 7 days before applying to make sure that all of your information is on file with NLS. S. Understanding the technology. Bard Mobile. To download digital books using the free Bard Mobile app, users should have 1. The Bard Mobile app, available from the iTunes Store. 2. An active Bard account. 3. An iPhone, iOS version 4.3 and up. iPad or iPod Touch. And 4. Check here to get started with Bard Mobile. Using a computer. To download digital books using your computer and a digital talking book player, users should have the following. 1. An individual email account. Each Bard account requires a unique email address. 2. High-speed internet connection. 3. Digital talking book player for Bard and some Noble items. And 4. Blank digital talking book cartridge. Users should also have the following technology skills. 1. How to unzip files. 2. Moving files from a computer to another device. 3. Understanding how the player they will use works. More tips for downloading titles. Technical support at this time is provided by sending email to N, all caps, NLS, and then capital D, download, at loc.gov. Get a blank DTB cartridge to play downloads. If you have a player, you can take advantage of downloading books and magazines from Bard, or locally recorded materials from Noble, and play them on your digital player using an NLS-recommended digital cartridge. These cartridges are available for purchase from the following vendors: American Printing House for the Blind. Order online from their catalog, http://shop.aph.org. The APH, of course, is for American Printing House. And do a search for digital talking book cartridge, or call 800-223-1839. Again, that's 800-223-1839, and ask for a digital talking book cartridge. All right, another vendor from which these cartridges can be purchased is Perkins School for the Blind. Order online from their online store and select Talking Book Accessories. http://support.perkins, that's P-E-R-K-I-N-S, .org, or call 978-462-3817. Again, that is 978-462-3817, and ask for a digital talking book cartridge. Howell Mobility Products. Order online from their catalog, http://www.howell, and that's spelled H-O-W-E-L-L, mobility.com/digitalplayer.html. and the pound or hashtag sign. All right, from the Division of Blind Services, screen reading software. Basic facts about screen reading software. text-to-speech software, screen reading software products. Basic facts about screen reading software. Screen reading software attempts to identify the visual display and provides voice output or refreshable braille. Screen reading software may be stand-alone or be in combination with other assistive technology, such as screen magnifiers. Typically, a screen reader, sometimes called a speech output system, works with a speech synthesizer. A speech synthesizer which speaks the text sent to it from the screen reading program installed on the computer. The speech synthesizer is usually a software program that works with a sound card. A screen reading program sends text displayed on the screen to be spoken by a speech synthesizer. Common features include the ability to speak, the full screen, a user-defined area of the screen, a line, word, individual letters, or the phonetic equivalent of a letter, capital letters, punctuation, symbols, system messages. Screen reading software can be benefit both persons with learning disabilities and people who are blind or severely visually impaired. Screen reading software is required so that people who are blind or severely visually impaired can access a variety of technology like email, word processing documents, spreadsheets, databases, and web pages. Text-to-speech software. Today, operating systems, browsers, and products like Adobe have text-to-speech software included within its own programming. Text-to-speech software is different from a screen reader. Text-to-speech software, while usually cheaper, is not as powerful as screen reading software. Most of people have heard of Adobe Reader. But do you know Adobe Reader has built-in text-to-speech software? If you have never used the Read Out Loud feature, please take the time to read the PDF version of this page using the text-to-speech software. Below are some simple instructions of how to use the Read Out Loud feature. To enable the Read Out Loud feature, select View, Read Out Loud, and then select one of the reading options. The shortcut keys for these options are also listed in the table. So here are the Read Out Loud shortcut keys. Option, Read This Page Only. Shortcut key, Control plus Shift plus V. So Control Shift V. The option, Read to End of Document. The shortcut key, Control Shift B, as in boy. The option, Pause or Resume. The shortcut keys, Control Shift plus C. So Control Shift C. And option, Stop. The shortcut keys, Control Shift E. You can change the volume, voice, pitch, speed, and read form fields selection. To change the default Read Out Loud attributes, choose Edit, Preferences, Reading from the list of categories on the left side of the window. The Read Form fields, by default, it isn't selected. Read Out Loud will skip any form fields it encounters. You must select it to see how many form fields work. The Internal Revenue has many accessible fillable PDF forms. You can select one of their forms at https://www.irs.gov/forms/pubs, so FORMS, P as in Peter, U, B as in boy, S, /index.html. To navigate from field to field, use Tab to move forward and Shift plus Tab to move backward. The text entered in the field is not read as it is typed, but it is read when the user leaves the field. Screen reading software products are the following: JAWS, HAL, Window Eyes, Zoom Text with Speech, Magic with Speech, Lunar Plus with Speech.